Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: building resilience through emotional intelligence. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs your way? Like you're constantly battling that inner storm of stress, anxiety, or overwhelm? Yeah, me too. But the good news is, we've got a superpower within us that can help us weather those storms. Emotional intelligence. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another self-help guru, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about understanding our emotions, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and using that knowledge to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and grit. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build a resilience fortress. First up, self-awareness. This is like knowing your emotional thermostat. Can you recognize when you're feeling stressed, anxious, or happy? Do you understand the triggers that set off those feelings? Think about it like this. If you don't know what buttons press your anger or anxiety, how can you avoid pressing them? Self-awareness is the foundation of everything else. Next, emotional regulation. This is about having the skills to manage those emotions, not letting them control you. It's like learning to ride a roller coaster. You feel the ups and downs, but you don't get thrown off. Techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness, or even taking a walk can help you regulate your emotional response. Third, motivation. This is about using your emotions as fuel, not roadblocks. We all have dreams and goals, but sometimes those feelings of fear or doubt creep in and hold us back. By understanding our motivations and harnessing that inner fire, we can push past those obstacles and achieve what we set out to do. Fourth, empathy. This is about stepping into someone else's shoes and seeing things from their perspective. It's not just saying I understand, it's truly feeling what they're going through. Empathy helps us build stronger connections, navigate difficult conversations, and create a more compassionate world. Finally, social skills. This is the art of communication and building healthy relationships. Think about it. Life is a team sport. We need to be able to collaborate, negotiate, resolve conflict, and celebrate successes together. Strong social skills are essential for navigating the complexities of human interaction. You know that feeling when you're trying to get something done, but your mind is racing with worries? Maybe you're facing a deadline at work or planning a big event, and suddenly anxiety starts creeping in. You might find yourself procrastinating, overthinking every little detail, or even getting overwhelmed by the sheer volume of tasks. That's where emotional intelligence comes in. Imagine this. Instead of letting those anxieties spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and remind yourself that you can handle this. You break down the task into smaller, more manageable chunks, prioritize what's most important, and focus on taking one step at a time. Suddenly, that looming deadline doesn't feel so daunting anymore. See? Emotional intelligence is like having an internal compass that helps you navigate those tricky emotional waters. It's about being aware of your feelings, managing them effectively, and using them to fuel your growth and resilience. Remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but the key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep striving for that inner clarity. So, what's one thing you can do today to start building your emotional intelligence? Maybe it's taking a few minutes to journal about your feelings, practicing some deep breathing exercises, or simply being more mindful of how you react in different situations. Every small step counts. Keep pushing forward, keep growing, and remember, clarity first. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.